Kansas Lieutenant Governor David Toland and other dignitaries were at the Hollenburg Pony Express Station and State Historic Site northeast of Hanover Tuesday to announce Kansas' 13th Scenic Byway. The first designated since 2016, Kansas Pony Express Historic Byway extends from Doniphan County west to the Hollenburg Station in Washington County. Pony Express riders delivered a proclamation from Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, and after signing the documents, they were in return sent back to Topeka. David Toland spoke of the history and the connection of the past with the future.
I love our state's history and what it means for us as Kansans, the spirit of Kansas. I love as well, though, when we can take our history and use it to build our future. And what we are doing today with this historic byway is leveraging an asset that we have in Kansas to bring more dollars into our state that we can use to invest in our roads, in our schools, in our kids, so that they can grow up and build their lives here in Kansas. And it can sometimes be tempting, I think, for any human being to think that the good old days were once upon a time, that they happened before us. And I believe very strongly that right now in Kansas, we are in the golden era of our state. We are building it right now, and that is done with people.
Bridget Jobe, director of Kansas Tourism, remarked on a special day.
Today we are here to celebrate something very, very special, the designation of Kansas's 13th official byway.
Patrick Zollner is executive director of the Kansas State Historical Society.
In 1860, the Pony Express set out to solve a problem: how to move information across the country faster than ever before. They didn't solve the problem by building something entirely new. They solved it by improving a system. With shorter stops, better routes, faster handoffs, delivery times dropped from nearly 25 days to 10. And that idea of improving how a system works, that really shaped the future and really shaped the mission of agencies like KDOT.
Calvin Reed, Secretary of the Kansas Department of Transportation, spoke of connecting communities through the Byways program.
Whether it's economic development, whether it's history, all of these things are important to the fabric of who we are as Kansans, and we are working together to really help our people, help the people who are coming through our state understand what Kansas is, what Kansas is about, because we are about great things. We are a wonderful state full of wonderful people. Many of you here today, you guys are embedded in the history of Kansas, and what a wonderful day to celebrate the history of Kansas.
Finally, Kylie Bergstrom, Executive Director of Seneca Area Chamber and Downtown Impact, recognized those volunteers who spent the past 4 years shepherding the Pony Express Historic Byway designation through state agencies. She noted that the route shaped our communities and will forever be a part of a shared story.
The existence of that historic mail route has helped shape each of our communities into what it is, what they are today. It is with that same hope that we hope the byway will influence the growth of our communities going forward.